Stung by some unfavorable reviews of his published poems, Keats began consciously to refine and deepen his art. Hyperion, that magnificent fragment of an epic poem in the style of Milton, dates from this period. The story tells of the overthrow of the old ruling order, the Titans, by the new, led by the rebel Jove. It was an apt metaphor for Keats himself in his quest for self-development. Richard Woodhouse, to whom Keats now writes, was a lawyer in the firm which handled Keats' affairs. A civilized and sympathetic man, Keats enjoyed sharing his ideas on poetry and the poet with him.
To Richard Woodhouse, 27th of October, 1818. My dear Woodhouse, your letter gave me a great satisfaction. The best answer I can give you in a clerk-like manner is to make some observations on two principal points, which seem to point like indices into the midst of the whole pro and con about genius and views and achievements and ambition, etc. First, as to the poetical character itself, I mean that sort of which, if I am anything, I am a member, that sort distinguished from the words worthy and or egotistical sublime, which is a thing per se and stands alone. It is not itself. It has no self. It is everything and nothing. It has no character. It enjoys light and shade. It lives in gusto, be it foul or fair, high or low, rich or poor, mean or elevated. It has as much delight in conceiving an Iago as an Imogen. What shocks the virtuous philosopher delights the chameleon poet. It does no harm from its relish of the dark side of things, any more than from its taste for the bright one, because they both end in speculation. A poet is the most unpoetical of anything in existence, because he has no identity. He is continually informing and filling some other body. The sun, the moon, the sea, and men and women who are creatures of impulse are poetical, and have about them an unchangeable attribute. The poet has none, no identity. He is certainly the most unpoetical of all God's creatures. If, then, he has no self, and if I am a poet, where is the wonder that I should say I would write no more? Might I not at that very instant have been cogitating on the characters of Saturn and Ops?